time especially, it's important just to review the basic concepts, because now we're going to have an overall summary. This last paragraph is going to summarize everything we had so far. Just the basic items that were mentioned, those who are here will know what we're talking about. Rabbeinu Zal started off with his Boininus HaTorah. He discussed the topic of Ashirus. He discussed the topic of Arichas Yomim, if you recall. He discussed the topic of Yiras Hashem, Toysif Yomim. He discussed Shleimus HaYira, the three items that it branches out into, Yira Shemayim, Yira for a Rebbe, Yira for parents. He discussed Pekidas HaKorois. He discussed opening up the mouths of people who are mute. He discussed Sipurei Maisius of Shonim Kadmonios and Sipurei Maisius of Bekerov Shonim. He discussed being Mekarev only certain super Talmidim, being careful in being Mekarev Talmidim. He discussed the breaking of a klicheres at a time of a shidduch, at the time of a shidduch. He discussed the shofar, arousing people from sleep. He discussed the whole story of Cheni Hamagol with the sleep of 70 years. And now we're getting up to the part in the Idra Kadisha on which Rabbeinu Zal is basing this whole Torah. This whole Torah is merumas in the opening words of the Idra Kadisha. The Idra Kadisha says, the Zohar Kadosh says, V'zeh posach Rabbi Shimon va'omar. Rabbi Shimon opened up his mouth and he said, Eis la'asayis la'shem heferu Torah secho. There's a pasuk in the Chumash which says, a pasuk in the Torah which says, that when it's a time when things have to be done for Hashem, there are times when we push aside the Torah, when the vatal Torah, for the sake of la'asayis la'shem. For example, an issue like pidyon shvuyim comes up, something like that, meis mitzvah, certain times when you have to be mevatel Torah in order to do something for Hashem. This is how he introduced the Idra Kadisha, and then Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal says that this refers to do Torah de la'elo, this refers to the upper Torah, a super high level of Torah, the mizbatla, which becomes botel, it becomes nullified, eloi is'avid b'tikun ado. If people don't practice the following tikkunim that we're going to discuss. If they don't practice these tikkunim, then this Torah de la'elah becomes botel. That's what it says. Ula'atik yoimin itmar, and at a later date it was learned. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to show how this whole thing is tied into what we said. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ula'atik yoimin itmar, what does that refer to? Hainu Torah de la'elah. This refers to the upper level of Torah, the highest level of Torah, secrets of Torah, which are called Bechinas Atik Yoimin, from way, way back, items which go way, way back to the beginning of Briyas Olam. Maisa Bereshis is one of the terms that's used to refer in general to the topic of Kabbalah. Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkava, that's the terminology that's used. Shehi Bechinas Hizbeinanus Hanal, this is the Hizbeinanus which we discussed in the beginning of the Torah, a deep knowledge of Torah, knowledge of items of Torah in depth, Shehu Mizbatel, which becomes Batel, Ve'ena Yochel Hizkayim, and it can't have a Kiyum, Im Enoi Nase Al Yidei Bechinas Tikkunim Hanal, if this Torah is not created through the following Tikkunim that we're going to discuss. Rabbeinu Zal said that this Torah cannot have a Kiyum unless the following tikkunim are accommodated, which are Shehim Bechinas Tikkunei Atik, they are that which is referred here in the Tikkunei Zohar to Tikkunei Atik, which means Bechinas Arichas Yomim Hanal. Atik means old. This refers to the Arichas Yomim that was discussed in the beginning of this Torah, that you must have Arichas Yomim in order to have Ashirus. If you recall, Rabbeinu Zal quoted the Pasuk, the Avraham Zoken Bo Bayomim, then Vahashem Berachas Avraham Bakoel, that the preface to the Ashirus, Bakoel, getting everything, is you must have Zokein Bo Bayomim, you must have Arichas Yomim, into which to be Mamshech the Ashirus. Next, the Zohar Kodesh continues to say, Siv, in one pasuk it says, Ashrecho Yisrael, mi kamoicho. How lucky Bnei Yisrael are, who compares to the Am Yisrael? Siv, there's another pasuk which says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi kamoicho bo elim Hashem. Who among the powerful ones is like you, Hashem? So we see the same terminology used about Hashem and Kal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas Isarusa de Lesato. This refers to the concept of Isarusa de Lesato. Shehu Shevach Shel Yisrael HaMeserim Elamato. That's the praise of Bnei Yisrael. When they arouse themselves from below, Bechinas Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamaycha. Then the Torah says, "How lucky are you, Bnei Yisrael? Who is like you? That you work on yourselves, you with your own self determination, you arouse yourselves to come close to Hashem." V'yachar kach, and after that, who is Sarusa de la'eva? Comes the Sarusa de la'eva, meaning Shezehu Bechinas Mikamaycha Be'elam Hashem. As soon as Hashem sees Bnei Yisrael make the smallest move towards Him, Sachli Pesach Kepischa Shemachak. Hashem makes a move towards Bnei Yisrael of Vani after Chlohat Pesach Tikus Chayshavim. Hashem gives them a much wider opening for tshuva and for kedusha. The Zohar Kodesh says, "Koro l'Rabbi Elazar Berei, Rabbi Shimon Yochayzal called over his son Rabbi Elazar, ula Rabbi Abba, and v'chulu." Note that Rabbi Nazal isn't quoting the whole Zohar Kodesh there. He's picking out individual parts from that paragraph, although he's not leaving out that much from that individual paragraph. Rabbi Shimon Yochayzal called Rabbi Elazar his son, Ula Rabbi Abba, and he called Rabbi Abba the Omar, and he said to them, Anan, Klola, Dechela. The three of us are the Kaleel of everything. We are Kaleel everything. Hanu, Bechinas, Shleimus, Hayira. The three of us represent Shleimus of Yira. Now, to what item, they said we are the kelel of everything. What item is there that's referred to as everything?
Malchus.
I'm talking about a different item here, not sphera. What item? The answer is Yira. Yira is the item which is referred to, Yira is Malchus, no question about it. Ilmoli Malosha Malchus. About Yira, it says, Yira Shalem. Yerushalayim is Yira Shalem. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, Ki Ein Machzer Lireya. What item is there that a person could have where Ein Machzer, there's nothing missing, meaning there's Shlemus. What item is Shalem? Shalem is Yira. Note, he said, Anan Klola de Kaila, we are the Kailel of everything. That means we are the Kaleel of Yira. If we are Kaleel Yira, Tamon Yira, Rabbeinu Zal brings in a different term, he quotes the Zohar Kodesh, Tamon Yira, Tamon Sholem, I think something like that. Rabbeinu Zal says clearly that Shlemus and Yira are synonymous. So here he said, we are the Kaleel of everything, Haina Bechina Shlemus HaYira. Among the three of us, we symbolize Shlemus of Yira, which is Shehu Alidei Bechinas Gimel Kavananah, which is via the three channels which we discussed in the Torah. Bechinas Moira Shamayim, Umoira Horav, Umoira Ovaim. Rabbi Nazal explained that Yira Vikusha is in three forms. Fear of Hashem, fear and respect for a Rebbe, and fear and respect for parents. Sha'alidei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar Benoi, Rabbi Abba Talmidei, through these three, Mishlam HaYira. There was super Shlemos of Yira. Sha'alidei Zeh Bo Arichus Yomim. When there is Yira Sholein, when the Yira is Bishlemus, we said, Yiras Hashem, Toysif Yomim. When there's Shlemus of Yira, then the Arichas Yomim is Bishlemus. Shlemus of Yira causes an increase in days. Bechinas Tikune Atikana, which was the Tikune Atik, which we mentioned before, the concept of Arichas Yomim. Through Shlemus HaYira, you get to Arichas Yomim. The Zohar Kodesh says, Ishtiku, they were silent for a minute. Shamu Kola, they heard a voice. They heard a heavenly voice. Rabbi Nazal explains, Hainu, what does it mean they were silent and then they heard a voice? Rabbi Nazal says, Hainu, she'oisan she'hoyu bebechina shtika. Those people who were on the madrega of silence, meaning bechinas ilmim, those who were mutes, v'loihoyu yichoylen ledaber, they couldn't speak. Why? Alidei bechina she'no kanal, because they were in the state of sleep, which we discussed in this Torah. Shamu Kola. Those people suddenly heard a voice. Why? Because the Yira was intact, the Arichas Yamin was intact, the Hizbainan Satira was intact, all of these tikkunim were done. Rabbi Nazal said, through all of this, the Tzaddik is Zeicher, that through his words he awakens those who couldn't speak, those who were in a Bechina Shena where they couldn't hear and they couldn't speak, the Tzaddik wakes them up. So when Rabbi Shimon and Yechayzal and these two Talmidim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba, got together, suddenly, Ishtiku, those who were quiet, Shamu Kola, heard a voice. We said that hearing and speaking are the same thing. Acheresh is Enesh and Enem Adaber. Shamu Kola, Haino Bechinas Hisayus Hashenu. This refers to the fact that through their learning, there was generated a Hisayus Hashenu. Those who were asleep were awakened from their sleep. Bechinas, as we mentioned in the Torah, Zako man demalil al udna v'shama. Ashrei to the one who's zeichet to speak to ears that listen. Va'arkevusei dolado nakshon. And their knees started knocking together. Their knees knocked one against the other. From petrification, they heard this baskoil, their knees started knocking together from fear, such fear. Rabbi Nizal says, Bechinas chaylodo. This is the concept of a woman giving birth. Bechinas zivug hagufni. This refers to the zivug hagufni, not the zivug hanashikin, the zivug hagufni. Ki al yedei hisoirus hasheno. Rabbi Nizal had explained in the Torah that through the power of the tzaddik to awaken people from their sleep, shehu bechinas lahatir pe'ilmin, to open up the mouths of those whose mouths were clamped shut, they couldn't speak, the tzaddik is given the power to open up the pesach of a woman who can't give birth. Rabbeinu also says this is manifested in physical terms, where we find the Sifrei Kabbalah bring this many times, kaviyachol about lamala, or on earth, that the zivug hanashikin, the uniting of the mouths, is precedes the zivug hagufni usually. Here also, by the tzaddik affecting an opening of the peh, through his words of Hesoirus, through the Seidus HaTorah, where he awakens people from their sleep, he opens their mouths, he wakes them up where they can hear and they can speak. That's the concept of the Zivig Hanashikin. By doing that, it leads to the next step. It's Mesakein, the lower bris, where a woman who couldn't give birth till that time is given the capability to give birth. Right. Now the Zohar HaKadosh says, Makolo, what voice was this that they heard? They heard the voice of a heavenly gathering that was gathering together. Meaning, when Rabbi Shimon Yochai was starting to say the Ibra Kadisha, suddenly the whole Kamal Yishamala started getting together. They wanted to hear the shir also. The whole Kamal Yishamala got together to listen. They heard this thunder going on in Shemayim, this uproar, the chairs moving around, everybody getting into position, Kaviyacho. This is the voice that they heard. This was the koil that they heard. Rabbi Nizal says, "Hainu sipurei maizis." This term chnufya refers to sipurei maizis. Shemalbishim bohem es haponim shel teretanal. Rabbi Nizal explained that the tzaddik emes hides within stories, super high level stories. He cloaks within them. He hides within them the highest level of Torah in existence. Rabbi Nizal says now, "Ki hahislabshus hubechinas knaf." The concept of cloaking something is a concept of a konof. Why? Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya HaNavi, that lo asid lovay, when Mashiach will come, the Pasuk says, v'lo yichnaf oid moirecho. Your master will no longer hide himself. Yeshaya HaNavi said to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem will no longer hide himself. No, the word yikonef is used. Konof means to hide. Just like a bird hides itself with its wings, but just like the term konof is the kanfois, the tzitzis, the arba kanfois with which we cloak ourselves. That's the levush. That's the levush of a yid. So when it says, what voice was it that they heard? This voice of a heavenly gathering, this means the voice of Sipurei Maaseis. This word knufya, which means gathering, also means cloaking, hiding. Rabbi Nizal says, Vaydezeh ha-hislamshus ma'orin me'ashena. Through this cloaking of this upper level of Torah, the Tzaddik Emes arouses people from their sleep, and they begin to speak. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, the master of wings is the one who can speak. Meaning, the Baal Knofayim, the master of hiding things, the Tzaddik Emes, who is a master in being able to hide Seudas HaTorah, secrets of Torah, in stories, in Sipurei Maaseis, that's the one who has the power of Yagid Davar, of giving people the capability to be able to speak. To be able to speak words, to be aroused from their sleep, and to be able to speak. Rabbi Nizal ends off with the words, Hakol Kana. Everything, as was explained previously throughout the Torah, as was found previously throughout this Torah. And note, there's so much that we didn't clarify that's involved here. The fact that this story involves specifically a group of Talmidim, this is an example of the Talmidim who are roi to become Niskari. These two, Ben and the Talmud, there was no jealousy among them whatsoever, the Elozer and the Abba. The fact that one was a Talmud, one was a Sefer, Rabbi Shimon Chayzal Sefer, Rabbi Shimon Chayzal Talmud Mufak in many ways, And yet, Rabbi Elazar was also a Talmud Muvak in many ways. You watch the discussions that go on in the Zohar Kodesh, you see Rabbi Elazar booming things out. He had a lot of information that the rest of them didn't have because he was a son. He lived in the house. There were a lot of items that he saw that he understood, which the others didn't understand. And it was the fact that these two were so close. These three were referred to as Anan Klola Dechayla. We are Klola everything. We obviously have the power to be the group who could bring about the whole awakening from sleep of the entire world, Bias Moshiach. It's only the fact that the time wasn't right then that it couldn't be done. And why we should be Zeche to study, to understand all the Eitzes that were recommended in this Torah about Yerushalayim, about everything. And specifically through the study of Rabbeinu Zal Sipurei Maaseis, which by coincidence we're involved in now, we should be Zeche to get from this, to accomplish all of these items and to get to see the coming of Mashiach. Any questions?
You have another one
of
the
Shina
experiences?
Huh? This Shabbos, we just gave the introduction to one of the stories and experiences that we're going to discuss. The Masa Nizvo Vahash, which is a super unusual story, which hopefully in Tashem. Now, Shavu, everything timed unbelievably. But maybe next Shabbos we'll have the Halachas of Shavuos, number one. And possibly the beginning of that story. It's a lot to say about that story. Okay, Baruch Hashem. The next Torah that we're going to discuss now, this Torah Samach Aleph, besides what's in the Torah, first of all, the previous Torah that we had, you can see how unusual a Torah this was. This was one of the Rosh Hashanah Torahs that was told towards the end of Rabbi Nezal's life, 4 years before Rabbi Nezal's Hishalkus, Tav Kuf Samach Zayin, this was the Torah that was set on Rosh Hashanah. You know that Rosh Hashanah was the most significant time in Rav Enazal's life. This was the Torah that was said. The next Torah that we're starting now is the Torah that was said the following year, Rosh Hashanah. You can imagine how Rav Enazal climbed in 1 minute, in 1 year. This next Torah is going to have an unusual quantity of information in it, number one. And number two, it's brought the Rav Nachman Shiv Enazal brings in the fact that this next Torah was one of the Torahs pretty much where Rav Enazal was giving over a tzavah to his Talmidim. He's prescribing for his Talmidim what should be done, what are the main items to stress after Rabbi Nezal leaves. After Rabbi Nezal's Hishalkus, what are going to be the most significant items? And we're going to have parts from the Parparos L'Chochma, other parts in this Torah that are going to be extremely important. Period. That's all we can say. Halavai, we should be zeicha to learn it, to understand it, to accomplish it. Rabbi Nezal is still basing this on the continuation of the Idra Kadisha, another item that's brought there in the Idra. The Zohar Kodesh says, Chodi Rabbi Shimon v'Omar, Rabbi Shimon smiled, Rabbi Shimon was in Simcha, and he said, Hashem, Shomati Shimacho Yoresi. He quoted a Pusuk in Chavakuk, where the Pusuk says, Hashem, I have heard your words, and I was filled with fear. Omar, Rabbi Shimon Yechoyezal said, Hosom Yeyus Havi Lemitcho. There, it was very appropriate for them to be filled with fear. Period. Rabbi Nezal is going to begin this Torah now. And let's try to do a paragraph at a time, if possible at least, without interruptions. This is going to be fabulous. Rabbi Nezal says, Al yidei emunas chachamin, yecholim lohitzi mishpoteinu l'oyer. Through the quality of emunas chachamin, Bnei Yisrael as a whole could be zeiche that the true mishpat should be brought to life. Meaning, if the true mishpat is that Bnei Yisrael are supposed to be on top and the goyim on bottom, then this can be brought about through emunas chachamim. Rabbi Nezal explains, ki mishpat hu amud adam tzeisa. Mishpat is the middle way. Mishpat is right up the middle. As we explained many times, mishpat is an inyan of tiferes. An inyan of Rabbi Nezal brings in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran that Yaakov Avinu is the Bechina of Mishpat. Rabbi Nezal says Mishpat Utztoka B'Yaakov, that's one pasuk that Rabbi Nezal brings. And Rabbi Nezal brings also, he brings also the fact that Yaakov Avinu was the one who gave over the Cherev HaTfilah to Yosef HaTzadik, means he gave over this power of Mishpat. So Mishpat is the inyan of Tiferes. It doesn't go to the right or to the left. A true judgment, what's the best type of mishpat? The Gemara says many times, whenever there's a litigation, what's the best way to resolve it? Pshara. Pshara is compromise. The highest level of mishpat is when there's pshara. Rabbi Nezal says, the perfection of Mishpat is accomplished through Emunas Chachamim. Why? Because what is the wording in the Chumash regarding the topic of Emunas Chachamim? Shehi bechinas lo yisosur min hadovar asher yagidu lecho yomin esmoil. The Torah says, do not turn away from what the Chachamim will tell you. Don't turn to the left or to the right. So we see that this concept of Emunas Chachamim is a concept of centering, focusing in on the middle, not going to the right or to the left, which means perfection of Mishpat. Rabbi Nizal says, V'alkein oidezeh yoytzeh ha-mishpat bolur. Through Emunas Chachamim, the Mishpat comes out clear, kanal, bebechinas mishpatei emes. A true Mishpat, emes is tiferes, Yaakov Avinu, titen emes liyakov. Hainu, Rabbi Nizal explains now, Kikol halimudim shehom adam loymeid, all the learnings that a person learns, tzorech shiyakabel v'yotzi mehem mishpatei emes. When a person studies Torah, the purpose isn't just lilmoid. The purpose is lilmoid ulalamed lishmar v'lasay sulakayim. The purpose is, anytime a person studies Torah, to come out with something lamaisa. What's the best maisa that could come out of learning? The spirit of this. The minute you finish learning, you bring it into maisa by speaking to Hashem. Hashem, I just learned about tzitzis, about tefillin, about whatever it is. Let me be zeichet to do this. Shelo yiyeh bebechinas mishpat me'ukol, meaning that the person should see to it that his study of Torah should not be an inyan of mishpat me'ukol, a crooked type of mishpat. The Torah is an inyan of mishpat. It shows its laws, showing you how to deal with things. So make sure you don't turn your Torah into a crooked Torah where you learn and yet you don't do what you learn. Dahainu, shiyakabel v'yilmoid mikol halimudim shaloymeid mishpatei hanhogos. A person has to see to it to receive and to study within all the learning he does, to study mishpatei hanhogos, hanhogos, ways how to lead his life. Sheyeda ech lehisnaeg, he should know how to lead his life. Hein la'atzmoi, both in items which pertain to him himself. Hein la'acherim shemisnahagim l'fidatoi, also regarding his family or any friends who follow his opinions. Kol echod v'echod kefi b'chinosoi, each, Rabbi Nizal says, each person according to his level, kefi hamemshola v'horabonos sheyeshloi, according to the leadership that he has, according to the rabbonus that he has, hein l'rav oylamat, whether it's a lot or a little, each person has to see to it to guide people on a derech hayoshar with mishpatei emes, that his learning should lead him to anhavos tovos with which to guide his own life, the life of his family, and the life of anybody else whose life he determines. All of this a person could be zeichet to through emunas chachamim. Shehu bechinas loisosur, this concept of not going to the right or to the left, which means mishpat, emes, tiferes. Ba'oz yuchal lahoitzi mishpatei hanhogos yisharos. If a person has emunas hachamim, then the person can be zeichet to draw out hanhogos, pure hanhogos, bebechinas mishpatei emes, she'ina noita liyamino lesmoel, where the person doesn't go to the right or to the left. Note that tiferes, which is mishpat, the sifrei kabbalah, whenever they want to write the Rosh Tevos of Tiferes, it's written as Tav Tav, which the Sifrei Kabbalah bring also is the Rosh Tevos of Talmud Torah. These two go together. The whole concept of Tiferes, which is Mishpat, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Luchos, which is the Torah, this is all connected with Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah must be with Mishpat, with Emunas Chachamim. Rabbi Nizal says, what happens if a person is chas v'shalom poigin b'emunas chachamim? Azai nidon v'yegias bosor. Then the person is cursed with overweightedness, with fat, becoming very fat. Hainu b'moisrois, which refers to excess, that which is in excess. K'moish amar azal, as the Gemara says in Eruvin, haloyev al divrei chachamim, a person who pokes fun at the words of the chachamim, Midoin Bitsoya Roisachas, is cursed, is judged in boiling filth, as was the judgment of Yeshu, because he was a Malig al Divrei Chachamim. K'moshekosur, as the Pasuk says, the Lahag Harbe Yegias Bosor, that one who has a lot of Lahag, Lahag means laughter, he pokes fun, he laughs, he mocks the words of the Chachamim, his punishment is suffering of the flesh, Yegias Bosor. Now Rabbi Nizal says, what is Tsoya? Soya means waste matter, excrement. What is waste? Waste is the excess flesh within a person. That's another form of waste. Rabbein Azal says, "V'hu mido keneged mido," and this punishment is a punishment which is mido keneged mido. Why? Ki hu eino imamin b'divrayim. This individual doesn't have faith in the words of the Chachamim. Umalig aleihem, he pokes fun at them. V'divrayim heim ach l'moisar etzloi. He feels that the words of the Chachamim are extra. It's not necessary. He has the Bible. That's enough for him. The Torah shebichsav. That's enough for him. So Rabbein Azal says, because he feels that the words of the Chachamim are in excess, Alkein Nidoin B'Moisrois. Therefore, he is punished with this concept of extra, Moisar. Note that we just had this. He's asleep. He's on Shabbos. We just had the word Moisar in a Mishnah about the about the money, about a person who says a person whose wife is working and she goes out to earn money. And the husband says, "I don't want to support her. Let her keep her money." In other words, if wife earns money, the money goes to the Baal. What if the wife says, "I don't want your support, and I want to keep my money"? The Mishnah argues whether you're allowed to do it. And the Mishnah has a case. What if a person is makdish the money which his wife earns? Or what if a person is makdish the moisar, meaning that money which is in excess of that which she needs for her regular day-to-day needs? But that's where this word moisar came recently. Okay. Rabbein Azal says, therefore, this person is judged with excess, period. Now Rabbein Azal says, "B'chol ha-mishpotim hein min ha-moyach." All mishpot originates from the brain. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, by Shlomo ha-melech, vayiru mipnei ha-melech, they were afraid of the king, ki ra'u, because they observed, ki chochmas elikim b'kirboi, he had the wisdom of Hashem within him, la'asois mishpot. To do mishpat. He had chachma to do mishpat. Kabbalah experts. Which sphere did we say mishpat is? Tiferes. Within Ov Sog Mo Bon, which sphere is Tiferes? Mo. Shame Mo. The Yisrael HaKodesh says about Hashem, Ma Shemoi, what is Hashem's name? Do chachma. Hashem's name is chachma. Ma Shem Benoi, what is the name Kaviyochel of Hashem's son? So the Gemara says, so the Yisrael HaKadosh says, Ma Shem Eda Chochma, Ma Shem Benoi, Mo. Mo is Shem Benoi. Mo is the name of Hashem's son Kaviyochel. Chochma is Abba, ki Av b'Chochma. Chochma is Abba, the father. The father has a son. The son is Tiferes. Zeranten is the six sons, which is Mo. This is why the Yisrael HaKadosh says we see the connection. What is the word Chochma? The word Chochma is actually two words. Koyach, Mo. Chochma is the sphere which gives Koyach, which is Meir, into Mo, into Tiferes. Which means that where does Mishpat originate from? From Chochma. Where does Tiferes' Koyach come from? From Chochma. Chochma is Koyach Mo, the Koyach which shines into Tiferes, which shines into this Mishpat. Rabbein Azal says, "V'hamoyach hu lefi hamozon." We know that a person's brain is dictated to by what a person eats. U'kisha haguf noki, when a person's guf is pure, azai hamoyach borur, then the person's mind is pure. V'azai yochel lohitzi mishpatei emes, and then the person can be zeiche to draw mishpatei emes from his learning. Hanhoves yishoros. Avol kishen yidoin b'moisros. Aydei p'gam amonis hachamim kanal. But when a person is plaguing in Amonas Chachamim, which causes him to be judged with this moisrois, Hashem curses him with this excess, with this waste matter. Azai oilim ashanim tsruchim el hamoyach. What happens is, this ugly vapors, smelly vapors, rotten vapors, saruach means like rotten vapors, go up to the person's mind from his food, or like a food when it rots gives out a bad odor. So when a person eats food, B'kdusha, the food sends up good vapors to the brain, and the brain goes well, and it brings out good mishpat. When a person is plagued in Amos Chachamim, the food sends up bad vapors, spoiled vapors, which spoil the brain, U'ma'arvavin u'mevalvalin datoi, and it mixes up and messes up the person's das, ba'azai eino yochel lohitzi mishpatei emes. And this causes a problem whereby the person cannot draw out mishpatei emes. Ba'azai yotzei mishpot ma'uko, and this causes the mishpot to come out crooked. B'dechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki rosho machdir es hatzadik, as a Rasha encircles a tzaddik, tries to circle, make a circle around a tzaddik to trap him, al kein yetze mishpat me'uko. Therefore, this causes the mishpat to come out crooked. Hainu, Rabbi Nezal explains, al yidei sheho ashanim sruchim, mevalvelin umakifin hamoyach, umevalvelin oisoi, through these disgusting vapors, which go up to the brain and surround the brain and mess it up, mess up the person's thoughts, al yidei ze yotze mishpat me'uko. That's what causes the mishpat to come out crooked, messed up. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mishpotim bal yedo'um. Their Mishpot was without Das, without Chachma. Hainu, Bilbul HaMoichim. This is a concept of Bilbul HaMoichim, whereby the Moyach is not Mashpia to Tiferes properly, and therefore the Mishpot comes out messed up, completely messed up. So note, in this Pasuk, Ki Rosho Machtira Satzadik, the Rosho refers to these bad vapors which surround the brain of the Tzadik, and that's what causes the Mishpat to come out crooked. We're going to have soon in the Torah a few interesting, I think it's going to be mentioned in the Torah, unless I recall it from the Mefarshim and I'm forgetting, the fact that that's why, who is the opposite? Who is the one who tried to destroy the Emunas of Chachamim that Bnei Israel had more than anybody else? When Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim, what does the Pasuk say was their most outstanding quality? Their most outstanding quality was Vayaminu Bashem Ubamisha Avdali. Their Amunas Chachamim was superb. Along came the Rosha Marusha Amalek and tried to cool off the whole thing. You have a big Hashem, you have a big Tzadikim, baloney. I'm not afraid. He came in to do battle, to try to mess up the Amunas Chachamim of Bnei Israel. This is why this word Me'uko, the word Me'uko is the letters Amalek, number one. And this is why also the last letters of the words, Ki Rosho, the first letters of the word, just a second, the last letters of the word, just a second, what's going on here? I'll have to check it again in the question. There's another remez that they bring where you have Amalek in it also. I'll have to double check it. Alright, but in any case, this is the whole concept of Amalek who tried to cool off the Emunas Chachamim of Bnei Israel. We're going to have much more on this coming up. Okay, so we continue.